everybody. Welcome to a lovely Monday. Best place on earth. I know I bang on about it all the time, family, but it is. We are so blessed to live in this beautiful place of ours, and I'm blessed to be working with some beautiful people here at Triple M. A good afternoon to you, Emma G.
Hello, Jazz.
That's the girl. Good afternoon to you, Greg Blewett.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon to you, young Bernie Vince.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
And good afternoon to the world.
We are global.
And yeah. Adelaide.
Yes.
How was your weekend, Greg?
Very good, thank you, Jazz. Took young Sam Blewett to the cricket nets for the very first time yesterday.
Wow.
So we've played cricket at home, but it's the first time he's actually hit a cricket
with
ball.
With a real ball, yeah.
With a real ball.
Okay. Full size.
Full size cricket ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were you covering?
So Sam's eight. Just 140? Just underarm.
130?
Just underarm. And his brother wouldn't partake. He's got a boomerang. That he's obsessed with.
So he was trying to face the boomerang coming down at him.
Lovely.
So he was out the back throwing the boomerang, trying to get it to come back, and we're down at the cricket net.
Oh,
so
nice.
Good weekend. Thanks, Jazz.
And Burn?
Yeah, I spent the weekend in Melbourne, Jazz. So we had a 90th birthday.
Lovely.
90th Saturday night.
Nice.
Well,
that
how many people were
4
there?
4 a.m.?
How many?
Oh, it was nearly 1 a.m. It was, she's there. They can kick on.
Nice.
They must sleep in because they were... They were dancing. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah,
she means
good.
A lot to the family. So, that was great. Caught up with some ex-teammates yesterday. See how they go.
Good boy. Hey, thanks to everyone last Friday. We're at the Harndorff charity event, the T20 cricket match. We've raised some real serious money for that lovely family, haven't we?
Mm. What, we have.
Five?
$20,000.
Yeah,
well, that's a golf clap.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, congratulations. It was magnificent, and well done to everyone that organised it.
Very well
organised. To the Kelly boys. They said it was a great night. So thank you to the community of the Harndorff Cricket and Football Club. You can still donate at childhoodcancer.asn.au. Now, we've got plenty to get through in the next 2 hours. We've got lots on.
Very well done to our baseball team, Jars, the Giants.
Yes.
Have you seen those scenes after they got it done?
I've seen glimpses, Gregory.
That's raw emotion like that. That was
43 years,
sensational.
Greg. 43
well
years.
Yep.
43 years. And what did they win, Greg?
The Claxton Shield.
Eric Claxton.
Yeah. When was the last time we won the Sheffield Shield?
A while ago. Not that long ago, though. Right. Not that long ago.
But congratulations.
So we've got a few years.
Done our state proud.
Yes.
Well done. Very good.
Well done to everyone. They'll be celebrating the lads.
Mm. All right. And maybe you'll mention them in your South Australian sporting rap one day. But maybe not. Maybe another 43 years if you're still with us.
All right. Let's go, G. Let's go.
All right. You can get in touch with the guys too on the Triple M Automasters text line 0488 51047 is the number.
Imagine Jars in 43 years.
It's stinked off. Essendon Football Club drug scandal, 10 years on. Can you believe it's been 10 years, which is one of the biggest football stories ever? It rocked the foundations of our great game.
It did.
10 years ago, and so many people have been affected.
Yep.
So many people have been affected with their jobs, their lives, their health. Who do you believe? Because Stephen Dank has now come out and said that it's absolute setup. He was absolutely set up. He's a victim.
Yep.
Of what happened.
He's the fall guy.
10 years ago.
Mm.
So where does it go? What are they going to get out of this next 10 years? They'll bring this article out again about the situation with the players. There was 34 players. Danny Corcoran, former footy boss of the Essendon Football Club. To this day, there were no positive drug tests.
They self-reported, Jazz. So they went to the AFL and said, hang on, I think we're using something we shouldn't be. So there's no positive tests. So there's actually no, they didn't catch them or find them out. They dumped themselves in.
Exactly right.
But yeah, like you said, Dank, I've read a little bit of this article here, and he said he's never given up hope that the players and I will be cleared. So until that door is shut, we're going to keep hearing about it. And I know it's the anniversary of 10 years. That's why we're hearing about it today, but it'll still be there. No one should have been subjected to the lies and corruption that the 35 of us were exposed to.
Ooh.
So he's saying corruption, there were lies, there were people making stuff up, that it was his fault, there's the blame game. He's got a life ban, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd get back into footy.
No, he'd be
anyway,
done.
And then Asada, they weighed in on it as well and said, well, we played a straight bat.
Yeah.
To take the words out of Ben McDevitt's mouth. He said, I played it right down the line. My job was to apply the rules. So once they self-reported, they had to be seen to be doing something about it, and then that's when it got ugly. All players missed games. Brownlows were taken away. Yep. There was a lot of fallout from this. And, geez, if they had their time again, would you self-report?
The much-loved son of the Essendon Football Club.
That got ugly.
His brand's damaged forever. Mm. They're all damaged forever.
Yeah. Well, he was asked for comment, and he said, I've moved on in my life. You don't want to hear it again.
Yeah.
But that club was ripped apart, wasn't it? What about some of the relationships? So I was reading today, Bernie and Jars, so Tim Watson and James Heard don't talk.
Yep.
And then, of course, Job Watson, who won the Brownlow as well. Yep. So is he bitter with the club as well, I'd imagine?
Well, I guess there's an element of trust as a player when you're at a footy club. Now, we were taking supplements. You know, you'd walk into the weights room and you know, they were all legal, but there's a trust. I wasn't, and they go, well, you should. At the time, people were like, well, you should know what's going on in your body. You should be asking questions about all this. But and it sounds really simple, but it was just what you did. You went in the weights room, you'd have, you know, your protein and powder, you'd mix it up, and your number was on your cup, and you'd have it. And it's because you did it all the time, there were tablets as well.
No, but I get that, Bernie, but you weren't injecting yourself.
Injecting would be some, but they thought they were ahead of the curve. They were thinking everyone else is going to do this within, because everyone was trying to find that little edge.
Yes.
And, you know, if it came to that and everyone else was doing it, like, who knows? And it was a sort of the sheep scenario, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, everyone else is doing it, so I suppose that's what we're doing. Mm. So to get back to your question, yes, I would feel let down if I was putting something into my body that if I was either at Adelaide or Melbourne and I put the trust in people that are meant to be giving us the right things, then they didn't, I'd be annoyed, because there were rumours going around that affected births of kids and everything at the time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that just got, I don't know whether that was lies or proven to be true in the end anyway. But yes, I would be filthy, because they were dragged through the mud, and Job obviously lost his Brownlow, which I think was wrong. And I don't know.
He should get that back.
If they get cleared, he should get it back.
Absolutely.
But then what do you do to Trent Cotchin and Sam Mitchell? You've got to take it back off them. It just becomes a bloody circus again.
But do you know if Job Watson attends their functions? Or, you know,
I don't know.
Because then there's also Bomber Thompson. Let's not forget about him as well, because they reckon he's a recluse these days.
It just doesn't. Mental health comes into it. Like, you look at Bob and Thompson, he went through a really tough time.
Relationships are ruined, Byrne and Greg. Great mates on the field. Yep. They're not great mates off field because of what's happened here. And Danny Corcoran, like he said, the Essendon board at the time have escaped real scrutiny. And did they fight hard enough for Job Watson and the players, despite knowing that Asada said that there was no evidence that Dank ever took possession of the drugs?
Yeah. Well, Dank's phone, I was reading in this article too, was taken off him through customs one time. So they searched through 7,000 messages.
What?
Yeah, and he reckons that's where he was half set up. They were trying to say that he was looking to import all this stuff that was actually illegal. But whether that was true or not, that's the part where he's saying he's set up. So, I mean, it's ugly, and have we heard the end of it? I don't think so.
So why are we talking about it again?
Because it's 10 years. 10 years, right. And then Stephen Dank now has come out.
Well, they interviewed him. They rang him for a comment.
Yeah,
been
and
10
now he's
years,
come
and
out.
There's sort of new evidence.
He's flared it up.
Yep.
So he's actually going, I want to clear my name.
Mm.
So he's fighting for his name.
Yep.
So that's why
he said he hasn't given up hope that he'll be cleared.
No, he's not. So anyway.
When does that end, though? It's one of those things. It just keeps going and going. But,
I think there's a text message regarding the Essendon Football Club saga. Have you got that there, Bernie? You want to read out from Richard?
Yeah, I haven't proofread this, so I'll just read it out. No, this is from Jeff, not Richard.
Apologies.
I don't know where you got Richard from. Maybe Richard Gere, because they were on that. The Essendon doctor at the time penned a handwritten letter to the club disagreeing with the players being injected with sheep's blood.
Sheep's blood.
Is that right? Mm. Ask Michelangelo Rucci. He published a letter in the Advertiser. I've spoke to him regarding the matter on the radio. He agrees it's true. So, So the doctor didn't agree with it, but they got overruled. But anyway.
Yep. And just quickly another one there.
From Richard from Warrigal. Got that one, Ben?
It hasn't come up.
Okay, I'll read it. It says, Job Watson didn't actually get his Brownlow taken off him. He gave it back.
Did he now?
Did he?
It's not bad.
Okay.
He gave it
back. Richard.
I don't know whether that's true.
Oh, I'm with you.
I don't think that's true.
No.
I think they took it off him because They're not going to give it back out.
That was my memory.
Yeah,
of
I'm pretty sure the AFL took it off him.
All right, buddy.
Anyway, we class ourselves as three pretty good mates and four, if you include G.
Yes. Yeah. I think we're a family.
We do a fair bit for each other if we ask something of someone.
Absolutely.
Okay, well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I'm glad Jar said absolutely because I need to bring something to everyone's attention. Greg, you're all over it because, well, I'll get to that. But Friday night. We go to Harndorf.
Yes, we did.
And you're very good, Jars, at offering a ride because we live pretty close.
Yeah,
and during footy season, Friday nights, I've got to fly to Melbourne, so quite often I've got to go from the OB to the airport again. He asked, and we played golf that day and said, you know what, Tim, you ought to come as well.
Beautiful.
Jars picks me up, picks Dad and I up, off to Harndorf. Beautiful. Great
lovely
day up
drive,
there.
Yep.
Went to leave, G. You wouldn't be aware of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Went to leave. Jeez, Dad, where did Jars? He parked here, didn't he? Which, I swear to God, he parked there because it's got my bag in it, my drink bottle, some scones that I was given to up there, a couple of cans for the way home.
Yeah. And you'd know if a poo brown Camry was still there.
No, it stands out like, you know what, out the back of a male dog.
Yeah.
And revision mirror hanging down as well. Not many have
lots of
a brown
wires.
Camry with a revision mirror hanging down the side of it.
Yes.
I've so I'm looking. Dad, I asked Dad. No, he definitely parked there.
Yes, I did.
So he must have had to move it for some reason. It must be in a, I don't know, a disabled park. They need access to get in or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I look around. I ring Jars. Where are you?
Stop it.
Oh, shit. Forgot about you. I'm at Charlie's in Crayford's having dinner.
There he goes.
There's Charles. Takes off. Just forgets to let me and Dad know that we need a lift home. So we're in Harndorf, and I thought, well, what do we do now? I just started walking with a thumb up in the air. Luckily, a Mercedes comes past.
A white one?
White one.
Oh,
Greg's Mercedes. Beep, beep. Looking for a lift, boys. There we are, actually. Jumped in with Greg.
So where'd you go?
Well, Greg, to his credit,
yes,
took us back to, he said he doesn't go anywhere apart from in his area, so he only took us to bloody Walkerville, which was probably closer to Harndorf, my joint, than bloody Walkerville, but at least we've got a ride somewhere.
Why didn't you take him home?
You wanted me to take them to, from Harndorf.
I was with my daughter.
After your mistake, you wanted me to go from Harndorf to West Beach and then West Beach to Walkerville. It would have taken me 2 hours.
So,
what happened then, Bird?
Well, he just left me in bloody Walkerville, so I had the thumb back up in the air again.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting, direct from your AutoMasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Good afternoon, Anna from Morford Vale. Welcome to this beautiful Monday.
Thanks for having me.
Now, your AFL footy side?
Yes, it's the Crows.
Yes, that's it. Who's your favourite player?
Oh, currently?
Yeah.
I'd have to say Jordan Dawson. I think he's done good stuff for the club.
Nice.
Oh, I agree.
Could be our next club captain.
Well, that's the talk.
That's what I'd be making that decision right now, Ben.
Okay.
Anna, 10 questions. Yeah. There's 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know, and we'll come back to that pass. We'll always take your first answer. Listen carefully. Please win the $1,000.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Okay. Greg, Bernie, Emma G, are we ready?
Yes.
Sort of.
Well, what did you say then?
Well, I'm just
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's play.
Who won the Big Bash final on Saturday night?
Perth Scorchers.
Who won the 22-23 Australian Baseball League title on the weekend?
Pass.
How many past and present Essendon players were found guilty of doping?
34.
WNBL star Lauren Jackson has been ruled out for the rest of the season with what type of injury?
I hope it's not her ACL.
What is the nickname for the NRL club Cronulla?
It's the Sharks.
How many times did Margaret Court win the Australian Open?
Pass.
Lewis Hamilton won his first F1 World Championship title with which team?
Red Bull.
How many teams compete in the NBL?
Six.
What year did Job Watson poll the most votes in the Brownlow Medal?
2009.
What famous sporting event is held at the All England Club?
A pass.
Who won the Australian Baseball League title on the weekend?
I hope it was Adelaide, but it might have been Perth.
I like
no Adelaide. She said first.
She did. We've got to take your
first
one,
Anna.
So there you go.
Yep.
Okay.
I
like how you got a bit of a story with each answer. Yeah. You sort of mentioned a few things and get us to pick.
It's all right. She's just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Let's see how you went.
1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
Great effort, Anna.
That's as hard as I've seen.
Yeah, they were hard questions.
No, don't try and make it sound better. That was shocking.
Oh, for your efforts, Anna, we're going to send you along to the Fringe to see Amos Gill with a mate, Adelaide's favourite comedy son. Tickets are on sale now at moretalent.com.au/AmosGill.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Take Bye. Care. Enjoy the footy this year. Now, let's go to number two, Boone. That was the Adelaide Giants, wasn't it?
No, she got that.
Mm. Yes. Well done.
So, why are we going?
So, you're
going
to go for all the ones she got now, are you?
No. Number four, please,
never
Boone.
Done that. Lauren Jackson's done her Achilles, not her ACL.
Now, did you say she's-in or season?
Jesus.
I mean, she's a bit tired.
Jeezin.
Yeah. Number six, please, Boone. And.
He's cleared his throat.
I got stuck. Number six, please, Ben.
Number six.
There's a cough button.
11 times Margaret Court won the Australian Open.
Wow.
Well, that's one more than Djokovic, isn't it? Mm. He's 10.
Number seven, please.
Wait,
Gregory Blewett.
Lewis Hamilton won his first F1 World Championship with McLaren.
That's a tough question. Tough. Who's writing these?
Our producer, who won't be with us much longer. Number eight, please, Byrne.
Yeah, I am Byrne. Good. I like how she got to this answer. Mm. She went six. How many teams in the NBL? She went six, but it's ten.
Well done. Well done. Number nine, please, Greg.
Job Watson polled the most votes in the Brownlow Medal in 2012,
yes,
Andrew.
Thank you. And number 10, please, Ben.
The All England Club event is Wimbledon.
Thank you. Thank you. Anna, tough, thank you for playing. Mm-hmm. Very tough for a Monday. Greg Blewett, you're a much-loved figure in South Australia.
Am I?
You're a much-loved figure in India.
Is he?
Am I?
Never did anything
but
over
you're
there.
You're not really that much loved here in Australia with your peers.
Peers.
Now,
Piers Brosnan. No.
Piers.
Now, our Saturday morning Dead Set Legends show was back
Who's on that
on
these
the weekend.
Days?
Boy, you got old Tummo.
Mm-hmm.
Meadows Tummo.
Yeah.
You got Callum Ferguson.
Yes.
And then you've got Tommy Rockliffe.
Yeah.
Who is now.
Saw a photo of him on the weekend.
Ooh. Did you? The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock.
How's he
going? That photo on.
Yeah, well,
what's it?
What still doing rounds.
What was the show like around on Saturday? I didn't hear
I had a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
I had to switch over to something else. But anyway, the boys have been busy catching up with some of your ex-teammates. Now, earlier last year, Justin Langer threw a little bit of a... Well, he smacked you while you were away.
Actually. What,
that little...
Hey, he's a teammate of yours.
Yeah. Little what?
He's a mate.
Finish it, Greg.
You and all your buddies. Now, on the weekend, on Saturday morning, they caught up with him, and I need you to listen once again.
Okay.
Justin Langer giving it to you, Gregory Donald Blewett.
We've got a little bit of audio. We just want to know whether you feel the same way about him now as you did at the start of the summer.
Righto. Seriously, he is a first-class knob.
Greg Blewett, what do you think about him now?
The same. Like, I was Ray Short came to my house for dinner last night, drank all my good red, so he's a knob as well. So, seriously, I know, Ferg, you're one of the good blokes at Triple M, mate. Seriously, I think about Blewett, Brayshaw, first-class knobs. Like, seriously, Bluey. I've never met a bloke who loves his job more than Bluey. But you guys obviously paying him too much in there. Seriously, fix it up.
Is that it?
That was Saturday morning.
Is that it? Oh. That's just a rehashed...
Well, that's what they... Well, they
Is
spoke
that what
to
they're
him?
Using? Old
no,
stuff.
I don't know.
That
you
was old new, stuff. That bit. That Callum, was from Saturday.
Well, he's just rehashed that I'm a knob.
No, but yeah, on a different
so he's
show.
Just saying,
it's good for you to hear that, Greg.
So what do you say to that from a teammate that calls
that?
You
I say,
and Brayshaw, who is a knob?
And hang on, Ferg very confident as well, just with their question too.
Wasn't he?
Very happy with JL saying he's one of the better
Are you guys all right? Is there issues amongst your group?
Are you talking to Ferg?
Yeah.
Is it with Dead Set Legends or with our Channel 7 team?
Well, your Channel 7 team. Obviously, you don't like Dead Set Legends.
Did you hear what he said, though? Did you hear what Justin Langer said? He goes, Bluey loves his job over there. You must be paying him too much, mate, which isn't true, but I do love my job. So that's some nice feedback, isn't it, that I've been spreading the word that I...
Yeah, but that loves his job so much.
Yeah.
No, or he hates his home life so much.
What I took out of that... What I took out of that was that whoever's producing that show needs to come up with some new material because that's just old,
I'm hearing
stuff,
a lot of rehashed stuff.
Oh, here, Justin, here's what you said last year.
Yeah,
and they just replay.
Because they can't find any content.
What else is he meant to say?
Next thing he'd be playing the Dyson Heppel, Tyson Depple again. That was four years ago.
I went on Brekkie last week and that was the intro.
We're not mentioning that name.
Oh, right. Well, so, I just said Brekkie.
Yeah, so will you make a phone call tonight to Justin Langer and ask why?
Did you drink any of his wine? Did you meet him to his house?
I wasn't there. That would have been before the Big Bash final, right. I would have thought. Justin Langer was on work experience last year with Channel 7. So
I think he did a great job.
I'll just see if he'll be back.
There's some criticism that he spoke too much in the commentary box. That's what I got told.
Oh, you wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, because you told me that.
I forgot you were on.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you're worried he's going to take your job.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
Good afternoon, 5 o'clock family. Welcome to a beautiful, gorgeous, lovely, outstanding Monday. We've had a good hour so far.
Yes, very good.
A bit of a pile on between the three and four of us.
Yeah.
Here in the Rush Hour.
There's a bit more to come too.
Is there more coming in the next hour?
There is, yeah.
Why, Gregory? Why?
Just feel it in the bones.
I can see blue bit up there. Is that something to do with it?
Oh, well.
Now, Bern, there's also some, we need to cover the prank by the breakfast show.
Ooh. Yeah, not
that's the number one breakfast show in just the regional areas of South Australia, as we're the number one show here in South Australia.
And we won't be mentioning their names.
Right, so you've been pranked, very disappointed.
By a group of people.
If you've been pranked, we've been pranked, Greg.
Yes.
Yeah, they're attacking us.
I listened to it on the weekend, actually. You could download it.
On the listener app?
Yes.
So you went early.
L-I-S-T-N-R. Yeah.
Well done. Mm. I thought Bern handled it very well.
Oh, so proud of you, mate. Mm. Oh, honestly.
Nah, probably too well, to be fair.
Greg did text me, geez, you're just too cagey for him, mate. I got completely done.
So it's still good, though.
This is from a former Adelaide Crows superstar, Mark Rusciuto.
Yeah, that won't be mentioned, that name again.
Okay, who basically tries to take over everything we do here in the South Australia.
Not just us,
How do you feel? Because I thought he was a brother.
No, he's never been a brother and won't be.
Oh, no.
All right, so we'll replay that about 5:30 or you can hear it now on the
snap. Nice. And
where are you going?
Well, I've got a bit of information on a fast bowler that I want to drop shortly about the offer he's been given to play cricket here in South Australia, or he could be going interstate. So if this occurs... if this occurs...
What are his other options?
I want...
Probably going to do one or the other.
No, but... When I tell you what's going on, you blow your socks off, Gregory, and all your bloody hair plugs out of your head.
Oh, yeah.
You will not be happy
at all.
Don't
get jealous.
I won't get jealous.
That's like saying, oh, I've got some
mail
on Greg.
And also, hey, we got to congratulate the Adelaide Giants once again.
Yeah, brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
Gee,
43 years.
43 years?
Yes.
Jeez.
God. What did they win, Greg?
What, the Claxton Shield?
Yeah.
Now... And you always go on about the Redbacks. They are only what? It's only been like 25 years. So what's the big deal?
Hey, the Crows have been 25 now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's not going to finish anytime soon.
Let's get underway now. Greg, you want the floor up
next?
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about something that transpired this morning on the golf course.
Yeah, I'll put you on the floor in a minute.
Oh,
me?
Is this about me?
No.
No.
You played golf.
Get back up, Greg.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Now, Andrew Jarman, you played golf again today. Is that right?
Yes.
Hang on. So you've turned into a bloody golf
fan. So you played Friday?
Yes.
You smoked yourself in the eye with your glasses.
Yeah, I did.
You put them on your ears, not your eyes.
I played in the liquor industry golf day today.
Yes.
The charity golf day down at the Grange Golf Course, which is looking very slick.
Raising money for...
All these wonderful South Australian charities.
Nice.
And I think they raised $85,000 today.
85?
So that was, so that goes out to about 14 different charities, wonderful. And they do a terrific job. Why do you ask?
Well, you played like a dog on Friday. You're a
very old weak dog.
You choked. Right?
Yes, I did.
But then when you come in today and you go, oh, geez, I carried that team today. So your form was all right today, was it?
If Burns, my golf coach, he would have been so proud of me today compared to Friday. I was embarrassing Friday
okay,
in those
so
conditions.
Burns, you're... Correct, you don't were. Ask me for tips ever again then. If he's your
You just
coach,
gave me some putting tips about being tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
What?
you did, Greg, about putting.
Yeah, but... Okay. All right. So he's your coach.
Yes, he is.
I don't want to overload you. So if he's your coach, I'll just stay out of it.
Greg,
right?
Put it this way, you can have him. He's available. The coaching role
is
available.
So where are you going with this, Chuck?
Okay. So today you played with who?
Wayne Phillips.
Yes.
Right. 159 that he writes on his golf course.
Yes. Because he made 159 on debut.
The great Les Burdette.
Yes.
Who sank about 17 cans.
He's a great golfer.
West End draft.
He's one of the great golfers.
He's what's the opposite of great?
Yeah.
Shithouse.
And the ice hockey slogger, Greg Oddy.
Yes.
Now, we've been together for nearly 11 years as a group. We play every year together.
Some testing times too leading into the tournament. There were a few people coming in.
Yes, there was.
Thinking they were going to be part of the four.
But no, we stayed united.
Stayed strong.
All right. Now, the next couple of questions I'm going to deliver, it's just a true or false from you. All right.
Oh, boy.
So on your second hole today, when you teed off, can you remember what sort of shot it was? Was it a good shot or a bad
there
shot?
There he is. He's just teed off.
No.
And
if I recall, remember? I had a 4-iron, and I reckon I about 200 metres straight down the middle. Why is that?
Well, that's not true. That's not true because my information is that on the second hole today, which is the ninth on the west course.
Yes, because we started on the,
Yes, you hit an absolute shocker, and then after you hit it, you had your eyes closed trying to sort of visualize and you had a practice swing, and as you were doing that, one of your partners had bent down to put his tee on the ground, and you hit your partner in the head with a golf club.
Hang on. Is he still with us? He's got all his teeth?
Flipper Phillips. He got the drive-by.
159 to the teeth.
What part of the head?
I hit him on the top of the bonce. And he got the staggers. the old boy.
As you would get in club with a 4-iron.
Well, don't bend down when I'm at a practice swing.
Well, you've already hit. It's someone else's turn.
He reckons he's going to miss the next 3 weeks of golf with concussion. He's not allowed to play. The concussion protocols.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. So I apologise.
And you wonder why you're banned from a lot of golf courses.
Only yours down at the gated key.
Poor Flipper.
Where else are you going? So that's one.
What do you mean that's one?
So how didn't that come up? You've texted every time you hit one straight, Greg. I was getting a text message. Should have seen my shot then, driver.
Yeah.
On the fairway, about 300 down.
But I want you to be proud, Greg.
Yeah, no, you were. You only texted me three times, so I'm thinking there's only three good ones.
You're hitting your partners in the head.
I apologise.
All the golf I've ever played, I've never seen anyone hit anyone on the tee.
Me either. Me either.
I reckon I've got some actual audio of Jars having a swing.
Oh. Here comes Flipper to put his tee.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jars.
You've got mail.
Mailbag.
Now, I've got form, all right? Every now and then we get one, we tick one off, and every now and then one skews off out of the lane.
When was the last one we ticked off?
I wasn't far. And
I think it was
before I
joined the Russia.
I feed some stuff to other individuals in the industry just to let them...
You're a bottom feeder.
What? What the hell?
You know, like one of those fish that sticks to the tank and sucks the algae. Yeah. Like one of those.
They clean the fish tanks.
So now I'm a fish. I'm an algae fish, am I?
No, you're just...
Toadfish.
You're just at the bottom of the food chain, he's trying to say.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. No, so you can't leave your home and get eaten.
You're a feeder. You're a gossiper.
Because I don't want us to get in trouble if it's not correct.
Mm.
But anyway, now this concerns you, Mr. Cricketer.
Me?
Or Mr. Cricket here in South Australia.
Oh, no.
How many test matches did you play for Australia?
46.
How many first-class matches for South Australia?
Oh, I'm not sure. Over 100, I think.
What was your average?
46, I think.
Number three?
Yeah, opening in number three.
Yeah. That's a bit unders, isn't it? Really?
What was the number?
43, yeah. Anyway.
46.
That's not bad.
This is regarding Spencer Johnson, the young
Ooh.
Fast bowler
Ooh,
from yeah. South Australia, loved by the West Torrens fraternity. Mm. You know the uncle.
Mm. Yeah. No, the father-in-law.
Father, you've had a lot to do with him as a youngster.
Well, yeah.
Well, he loved you.
You said you basically created him, Greg.
You told us.
No, I didn't.
Off air, you did.
No, I didn't.
Now.
But he's a lovely young man, and he... plenty of potential when I first saw him, but he had a horror run of injuries. But now we're seeing what he can do.
Okay, so he's got a bit of a taste of Big Bash cricket, and he's now starting to get a bit of a profile there. He has a 3-year deal on the table from the Queensland Cricket Association, whatever they're called up there, to play up there in Shield cricket and in the Big Bash competition next year. A 3-year deal is waiting on his desk.
Well, he's contracted to the Heat for another year.
Yeah, but now...
He's contracted to the Redbacks.
No. So they are serious in trying to sign him up to become... what are they called?
A Bulls Shield cricketer.
Know, yep.
Right? This is hot off the press today.
Well, he's an exciting, tall, left-arm bowler that can bowl at 150 km.
Have we offered a 3-year deal?
I don't know.
Burn, I'm telling you now.
So he must be out of contract at the end of this
Shield
season.
Cricket season.
I would say that
must be.
I reckon this is his first year back in the system or contracted for the rest. So I'd imagine they would have given him a 1-year contract.
1 year, yep. Well, that makes sense, Jazz. Might be onto something.
Well, he's got a contract there. They've offered him a 3-year deal, and that'll be led by
the
big
Are you allowed to offer contracts if you're already contracted?
Oh. Well, you're not allowed to technically in football, but it happens.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time, Gregory. It happens here on this show.
But why wouldn't
us.
I reckon that's...
I've been catching up with a few.
Why wouldn't they chase him?
But why wouldn't we try and offer him
a
5-year
deal? Well, how do you know we haven't?
We can't let him go.
I don't think we would want to let him go.
Please tell me we're not...
Well, surely not.
Start sitting down with his management group and lock this young man away. Fast bowler for South Australia. We're screaming out for someone that can bowl 145 k's burn.
Yep. Has to play the next Shield game, surely.
You'd think so.
That's
when's that? That's going to
come. It's coming up.
Yeah. Next week?
It's coming up.
Anyway, that's hot off the press.
I'm hearing.
But that doesn't blow my socks off because I'd imagine there'd be other states after him as well.
Okay.
I'm hearing the phones running hot too for other T20 leagues around, not just
for Spencer
the country,
Johnson.
The world.
Wow. Because I've been watching IPL. The SA T20 cricket, South Africa's T20, and it's been good to watch.
Yeah, that's their first year, so that's why their crowds are good.
$2 million for a one-hand catch in the crowd.
Yeah, how good's that?
Yeah.
No wonder they've got a good crowd.
Never drop the catch.
You'd never drop them,
I've never dropped the catch.
No.
Ever. Mm. I'm telling you right now, there's chances where I've just like whizzed past my hand.
Got a hand on it?
But I've never touched it, no.
Oh, no. So you just pull out.
No.
If they're coming hard at you, you just don't touch them.
Now, next.
Oh,
no, it's not next. Coming up, we've got to talk about his prank.
Yeah,
it's
not prank.
It's not next.
Don't say what show it was on or who did it.
Okay, because we're in with you, mate. If you're pranked, I'm pranked.
In where?
Greg's pranked, G's pranked.
Yep.
Where are you getting in with me?
Well, we're in bed bar. With you.
And Spencer Johnson loves it here in Adelaide, by the way. Anyway.
And he loves Queensland as well.
Okay,
yeah, he's really loving the weather I'm hearing.
Actually, Jarge, you were teaching us how to catch a ball Friday night. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Great advice.
Here it is.
I'll never drop the catch.
What would your advice be to a youngster about catching a cricket ball? What would your advice be?
Catch the ball.
Good advice.
Catch the ball. Let me finish.
Great advice.
Watch the ball.
That was enough.
Now watch the ball and have soft hands when you catch the cricket ball. Have soft hands.
Jazz, you nailed it at the start.
Is that
catch
true,
the ball. That's a good start.
You know, I've got some advice for young footballers who want to kick a goal.
What's that?
Kick the goal.
Kick it through the big sticks.
This is the rush hour.
Now, Bernie, you were pranked last week. Now, there was a few people in on it as well, your management.
No, I haven't spoken to them since.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. A couple of them, actually.
Right.
No, looking for a new manager, names, too, if anyone knows any. I won't name anyone apart from Michael Dowdy and a couple others.
So, basically, you were offered a good sum of money to go on to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Remember, I said to my manager, I was like, well, they're not going to really know me. And when he mentioned the figure, I said, don't worry if they don't know me. I'll take the phone call.
And you thought you were talking to someone from Channel 10 about
who
possibly
I've actually met,
going
I felt.
Into the jungle. Okay.
Here
it is.
Hello, Bernie speaking.
Hello, Bernie. How are you? It's Michelle here from Channel 10.
Oh, how are you?
Very well. How about yourself? Good. Doing well?
Yeah, going well, thank you.
Oh, very good. We are really keen to get you on board this year. It's going to be a huge show. We're able to go overseas again, which is great for us. I just, how would you say percentile-wise? You're pretty keen?
Oh, yeah, I'm certainly keen. I was, I think we spoke about this through, well, Sally Harris a few years ago. I'm not sure whether how long you've been there, but...
No, not too long.
Sort of flagged it a little bit. I think it was about 2 years ago, and then it didn't eventuate.
Oh, we've noticed just a trend with you. You've grown a lot. I mean, Adelaide, you've sort of always been over, but Melbourne, you've really picked up. You do some radio in Melbourne as well, is that correct?
Yeah, I do, Triple M, under the Triple M banner, but it's sort of Triple M footy, so I'm in Melbourne every weekend.
Right.
During footy season, which is, I do a Saturday show. Actually, everything I do is a lot of fun, so I thought pretty lighthearted, almost a piss take for a couple of hours, generally a game on Saturday, and then a show called Bounce on Fox Footy Sunday nights, and then head home.
Tell me a little bit more about Bounce. So this is TV, is that correct?
That's, again, like a light-hearted, almost piss take of the weekend of footy. So it's like press conferences where coaches have given it to journalists. You know, backboards have fallen over on them. Like that's sort of like down that path. Yeah, I'm very lucky with what I do.
Oh, nice. Well, see, I would think that the Rub and Bounce there, they're probably the ones that have projected you into Melbourne. Which do you think is probably the stronger out of the two of those to help you out with your profile?
TV's always good because they see you.
Yeah,
probably, I would say. But then,
honestly,
the Saturday Rub is like one of the highest rating footy shows there is.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of just us five sit around and try and take the piss out of each other and find out what each other's been doing. And
nice. Your profile's just skyrocketing. It's the stats we're getting on you are really good, hence wanting to have you as part of I'm a Celebrity. Oh, you've seen the show before, have you?
Yeah.
What about entertainment sort of things like singing? Can you, like, you know, pump out a tune at the drop of a hat? Are you a bit shy in that area?
Nah, terrible singer, terrible dancer, terrible at most things, but I'll have a crack at everything.
Oh, very good, very good. And any real phobias that you've got running around there, you know, like spiders, snakes, certain people that we might want to put in the camp with you?
Oh, well, all right. Now you've said people, I've got a long list. I'm not a huge fan of snakes, to be honest.
What about the eating part of it? Because, I mean, let's face it, you've seen it before. It's quite... It's near the regions every time.
I would definitely have a crack at
it that way.
But I'd... I'm actually not too bad at eating. I'm not sat around and going, I'm going to eat that sort of shit, but... I would definitely have a crack. I wouldn't be someone who goes, no, I can't do that.
No, that's exactly what
I'm saying. But that's not a
challenge either, I swear. Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that sounds good. So far as physically, how are you sitting at the moment? Because obviously people are watching you and looking. You know, you might just be in a pair of shorts or something. You know, are you looking all right at the moment?
No, my dad bod's going pretty well, so... I could probably try and sharpen it up.
You get it, Bernie.
I wouldn't have been career best, Nick.
Yeah. Now, I actually hear a swirling rumour or two. You're not too shy about the kit coming off. Is that correct?
The kit? Well, yeah, I am the next day, but the night I do it, I'm not.
I love that.
Well, nearly all of us have been there. I like it. Okay, now we've got a few other people. Do you want a little sneak peek of who's probably going in at this stage? Not 100%, but a pretty firm list. I can go through a few of them.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, so we've got, you'd be familiar with Sam Pang, Front Bar. He's 99.9% in. Do you know Sam personally?
Yeah, see, I did Nova with him in Melbourne for 5 years, I think. I was in Melbourne.
He's not part of my group. How do you think he'd go?
Nah, he'd be awesome because his humour, I love his humour because he's just so, like, harsh and blunt and, if you don't like something, he'll just say it.
Nice.
Really honest, sort of brutal humour.
I do enjoy
I'd love to see him do some of those challenges, though, because... Yeah. He's never put in a position where he's uncomfortable.
No, true. That tends to be his point.
Yeah, positions, he's fine with it. So this would be good to see.
Also, there's a mixed bag here. Do you know Kath and Kim, Gina Riley and Jane Turner?
Yeah, they're going in.
Do you know them personally, do you?
No, I don't, but I've...
But a fan.
Just sort of know who they are, yeah.
Now, and we've got there's an asterisk next to this one, but Michael Clark he was pretty over the line, but as you can imagine, she's a little wild at the moment, just between you and I. while we're talking about this, just you don't have any can't park hamstring sort of things of your own, do you?
I've never done a hamming in a fight.
You never come to blows with Carl or anything.
No.
I tell you what, I mean, and you know, you're already in the public eye. People will dig around and sort of try and unearth these things. So that's good.
Yeah.
There's a couple of intruders as well. I'll give you these aren't 100% locked in, but we've also got, we're looking at Ben Cousins maybe as an intruder.
Yeah.
There's actually a couple more that are going in as well, and that's... Rude Dits and Loz, because they need to see your face when they realise that you've got pranked.
Oh, no.
It's Michelle here from Triple M in Perth. How are you doing? When was it that you started trip and go, hang on a minute?
Well, I'm always wary of stuff. I'm always wary from the start.
Well, be wary of these guys. This is about the third one they've had me do. I apologise profusely.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's all good. I get it. That's great.
Mark and Shudo text me. Let me know when it's done, all right?
There you go.
Burnstar.
You did well, Ben.
You did well.
You did really well.
Yeah, a few piss takes here and
could
shit.
Could have been a lot worse, put it that way.
Yep.
Lucky I'm a nice person.
But you store this. All right, you save it for another day.
Yeah, I will.
Right.
Revenge?
No, there won't be anything coming back.
Oh, this is good. I like it when you're like this.
Just wait.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait.
Well done, mate.
2 kg for my liking.
LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-LMAC.
This is unbelievable.
Incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
This is a much-loved segment, and down at Grange today, playing in the Liquor Industry Golf Day, a lot of the lads down there love this segment.
Yeah, because I teach them a lot, Jars.
You do, educate.
And big thanks to LMAC as well, while we're mentioning that. Yes. They're still on board.
Sponsors.
Mm. Yep. February 6th today. Mm. Mum's birthday tomorrow, actually. So that's got nothing to do with today, but that just reminded me.
Why don't we do that tomorrow? We
should mention it then. I was just going to mention to you to mention back to me tomorrow.
It's a reminder.
Leave
it with Jars.
Probably spoke to the wrong person about that. But anyway, 1895, I'm going to go back to a birthday. Ooh. The great Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Ooh. Babe Ruth. Who did he play for, Jars?
Well, he played baseball for the Yankees.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
He was famous, wasn't he?
Everyone's heard of Babe Ruth.
He was gambler. He was a gambler, loved his booze.
Describe Babe Ruth to me. Yeah, he's famous.
He's only a chunky little fella, but good.
Yeah, he did hit a ball. 1945, the great Bob Marley.
Buffalo Soldier. Yes, my favourite.
This is a good song. What's the song about?
It's actually quite sad.
What's the Buffalo Soldier?
I looked it up once. It was something sad, but I don't remember.
Yeah. And Vivi Richards loved this bloke. The great Sir Vivian Richards loved Bob Marley.
You know, when you listen to that song, I can almost smell the marijuana.
Yeah. You get a bit of passive highness.
Did you ever have a bit of that gear?
No.
No.
You?
No.
Yeah, the gear he has.
I did. Went to Mugga, Chook, Gav, Muzz. We all went to a concert, Deep Purple concert, Adelaide Oval, back in the day.
Mm. And?
I fell asleep. Missed the old concert. Right.
Hey, speaking of Adelaide Oval and concerts, we all went to this together, special birthday, 1962. Actually, I think we met him. Axel. Axel Rose's birthday today, Jazz.
Happy birthday, Axel.
Yeah. You know him, don't you, quite well?
No, not really. Yeah, I watch him a lot on video, and I always play his song at peak performance where I train. Yeah. They train.
I didn't realise he'd been in like fights with a lot of other musos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a violent man, wasn't he, back on his day. Mm. Happy birthday, Axel.
So how long is your fitness go for? Because
40
his
minutes.
Songs go for about 3.5 minutes.
No, I always play Paradise City.
Get through a song?
No, I play Paradise City. That's my first song before I get into the arms.
Right, okay. That's nice. Mm. Hey, yeah, something was patented today in 1894.
Gee.
Patented, Ben.
And this is a guess the sound. Surely get
some sort of bottle opener.
Yeah. A capped bottle opener, Greg. Yeah, well done.
Well done.
1894. That was painted in.
Nice.
But what was the little before the...
I think that was the bottle rattling around.
Yeah,
that he's just hooking it on like the...
Okay.
did you like that?
Are you going to be long?
1933.
Yes, Bern.
A record 111-foot wave, which is 34 metres, was recorded during a storm in the Pacific Ocean. Here it comes. Listen.
I reckon that's a bit smaller than 34
metres. It was going to be a bit louder than that, but anyway, that was a bit smaller.
That would be so scary.
Imagine surfing that. Well, you probably wouldn't be here to talk about it anyway. Hey, Queen Elizabeth II took over on this day in 1952. She was 25. I forgot about that.
She's
25.
Longest reigning monarch
ever.
Yeah.
Ever. How do you think King Charles is going?
Ordinary. At best.
Okay.
1971.
Jeez.
Here's a little sound that I just want to play this sound first and I'll tell you why. Hear that?
That's a golf.
Yes. Yeah. And what? No, it wasn't a guess the sound.
Golf.
I just wanted to play
it. Golf,
it was a golf.
Golf ball.
With a golf V-dub.
With a
That was astronaut Alan Shepard hitting a golf ball on the moon, become the first person to hit the golf ball on the moon.
That great stat. Shot.
Yes, it is. Play it. It's on the moon.
I actually think, Ben, when you hit something in space, it has no sound.
Mm. Oh, well, it might not have been that one.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Come on, I've got
to
go.
No, well, go.
I've got to go to the beach.
I don't need you here for this. In 1959, something else was patented on this day. The microchip by Jackie Kilby. He won a Nobel Prize for it in physics as well, if you wanted to know anything about him.
Very wealthy man.
Last one, 2018. Play the noise, G, please. What's that?
Sounds quite windy.
Gallopers.
No.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Gallopers.
I was going to say wind into a phone.
Sounds like rocks falling down.
It does sound like wind into a phone.
Doesn't exactly sound like horses. Now I'm thinking
about
it.
But it's gallopers.
Yeah. Gallopers. Good job.
Thank you, Bert.
Brazilian jockey
Jorge Ricardo.
Equaled the world record number of victories for a jockey.
Yeah.
Get within 1,000 of how many he won.
I reckon 999.
So 1,000? What are you reckon,
I'll
Greg?
Go 3,000.
12,844 winners. What a freak.
How old is he?
What a freak.
99.
106. They have to strap him to the side of the horse now.
See you tomorrow.
He's not even breathing.
They have to whip him.
Muchas gracias.
Wake him up.